I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He was one of the top rookies in the organization, the Sabres, last year. And here he is at development camp, but not on the ice, as far as I know. But we're happy to be joined right now from Buffalo Live, Lawrence Pilot, Sabres defenseman. Lawrence, it's Danger and Gene. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Lawrence, we're doing excellent. Good to hear your voice. Glad to hear you're at camp. First off, how are you feeling? How's the offseason been treating you so far?
No, but it's been good. I've been spending a lot of time home in Sweden and doing the rehab stuff and a lot of off-ice stuff. It's been a good summer so far.
So you're not on the ice this week. Is this more, this is part of the timeline here? Is this out of an abundance of caution? Where are you at in the rehab process right now, Lawrence?
Right now I'm progressing pretty well in rehab, and it's just more that I want it to be real stable before I hit the ice and lace them up again. And it's going to take a couple more weeks before I can do that. So it's just a precaution.
Any timetable that you're willing to share? I mean, is the goal to be ready to go by the start of training camp?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going on right now that I'm feeling pretty good, and that the rehab is going really well right now.
So here you're at development camp, but from what I can tell, it seems like they've been working the guys on the ice. What's it like having to sit out these practices right now and just watch, Lawrence?
No, but it's awesome to see the guys out there. You see them progress, and you see how they get better each day, and they learn new stuff and everything. But at the same time, just sitting on the side, you kind of get the itches, and you want to be out there and be out there with the guys and everything. So it's both ways, kind of.
Competitive guy like yourself couldn't have been happy the way the season ended for the Rochester Americans, and we find out, of course, after the fact that you were laboring in that final series. Talk about your emotion and talk about how you were feeling as the season wrapped up for you in Rochester with the Marlies.
No, but of course we wanted more than we got, and I just think that we battled hard and we fought hard. We didn't get the results we wanted. We had a bunch of opportunities, I think. Everybody came together really well, and unfortunately it didn't turn out our way, and I think you got to learn from that and just take it with you the next time, and that you just got to push yourself.
Is there anything you or the team could have done differently, Lawrence? You brought it up yourself. I mean, those first few games, it just seemed a matter of bad puck luck. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of bad puck luck, I think. First game there when we had the Marlies at home, I think we had like 5-6 posts or something in the first period, and I've never seen that before, to be honest. And that's when you know you just got to grind down and try to find other ways. You got to score these dirty goals type of stuff, and I think that that's what we can take with us, that when stuff like this happens, you just got to go through it and try to be better.
Defenseman Lawrence Pilot, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Lawrence, I want you to reflect a little bit back on last season, your first season in North America. Talk a little bit about what Chris Taylor meant to you in your development, and how he was able to get you prepared for that next level.
No, but I think it's okay first season for me. I mean, I spent a lot of time back and forth, and I learned a lot through the process, and I think that's what I take most with me through that first North American season. I mean, coming over with all new types of things around it, and new guys all over. And I mean, the organization has been amazing so far, and everybody around it. And you just been feeling welcome right away. So, I mean, with the coaching staff, both in Buffalo and in the Amherst, it meant a lot. It feels like they helped me along the way a lot. And take a lot of stuff with you all the time, and with Gordo and Tails down in Ross, they were really pushing me a lot with just trying to get better and competing all the time, you know. And it came with the group also. I would say, like, a lot of the guys in that I was playing with Zach Redmond and a lot of the other guys. They helped me along the way a lot.
Yeah, and Lawrence Pilot spent some time up in Buffalo, of course, last year. Lawrence, your impressions of the new head coach, Ralph Krueger?
No, so far, great. I mean, a great people's person, and I mean, I'm excited to see what he's got in store this year for everybody. I mean, it's been great so far.
How's your relationship been with the rest of the defensemen within the organization? And we, you know, we know that there's a lot of talk around certain defensemen within Buffalo Sabres locker room specifically. But Lawrence, you have, you know, I imagine over the course of last season, you were able to develop some pretty deep relationships and bonds and work well probably with a couple of guys playing alongside you more so than other guys. Just overall, tell me about the defensemen within the organization and how you've progressed with your relationships with them.
But I think everybody came together really good, and I think just when I first got here, everybody just took care of me so much. And you have the routine guys like Bogle and the other guys. Like, everybody was just so good to me when I just got here, and you felt like you were welcome right away, and you started to build chemistry and everything. You have the fellow Swede with Rasmus and Risto, and then I mean, they just meant a lot.
Hey, Lawrence, we talked to Randy Sexton last year because when you went up in Buffalo, you could imagine, and I think by and large, an Amherst fan is a Sabre fan too, and people were wondering, well, wait a second, if he's up in Buffalo and he's not on the ice, he's not being dressed, can he come back to Rochester? And Randy's explanation was that you don't want to yo-yo a player. You don't want to bring him up and down and up and down. You just wanted to stay. How were those nights for you when you were a healthy scratch up in Buffalo? How did you deal with that?
No, of course, you want to be on the ice all the time and you want to play and you want to contribute. But at the same time, when you're not there, you take a moment and you sit down and you look at it, how the game is out there. You try to learn from other guys that's on the ice, and you take it in, and you just try to take that and make it into your game and make sure that you're ready when you're on that ice.
Lawrence, what did you see from a player's point of view happen in Buffalo in terms of how things were going early in the season towards how things started to fall apart in the middle of the season? Did you see anything specifically? Was there an instance? Was there a game? Was there a play where things started to unravel? Obviously, the season didn't end the way anybody wanted to see it end.
No, I mean, of course, you want to have a better result, but at the same time, I don't know really what happened, but maybe it has to do with some injuries coming here and there, and you kind of fall in and out of chemistry-wise. But, yeah, I don't really know.
What's the ceiling this year for Rasmus Dahlin, would you say? Rasmus Dahlin, third in the Rookie of the Year voting. So young, Lawrence, but your thoughts on Rasmus Dahlin and how might he be able to lead this team coming up this season?
No, but he's a terrific player. I mean, I'm amazed how good he is all the time. You just go out there, and it's a privilege being out there all the time with him. The stuff he does, he's such a talented hockey player, and it's going to be exciting what he has here coming up for the years to come.
Lawrence, it's great to hear your voice. We know how busy you are in the middle of development camp there, and we also know that you have meetings that you have to get to. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time this afternoon here in the sports bar. We wish you all the health in the world and a successful offseason into this preseason.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lawrence Pilot, defenseman in the Sabre organization, who finished up last year with the Rochester Americans, our guest here. And you heard him say it himself. He called it precautionary, the reason he's not on the ice. And there's no reason really to push it at this point. But somebody with a very positive attitude. And I think he's going to be a good player for this organization for a long time.
Yeah. But disappointed at how the season ended. Then you find out after the fact, oof. Yeah, he was battling, you know, like he was grinding it out. He wasn't right, especially in that game three. He wasn't right, but he was able to fight through that. And now you see the offseason where you try to patch it up, heal, and get ready to do it all over again. And these guys are just wired insanely different. I mean, the idea that you're playing as injured as you are, you need that surgery in the offseason. What a warrior. Lawrence Pilot joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, so we'll be talking to Lance Lisowski from the Buffalo News as we'll continue with the Sabres coverage here. It is a development camp out in Buffalo. Pretty much every NHL team is doing the development thing this week, so we're just kind of getting back into hockey as we head to free agency coming up on Monday.
All right, we've also got I'll Drink to That coming up before 4 o'clock. Some takes on tap, NFL appetizers. We'll go around the NFL and serve up the day's top stories in bite-sized form, and Corbin Burnson will be calling us right around 5 o'clock. Yes, Roger Dorn from Major League making an appearance at Frontier Field Friday night. We'll talk to Dorn in the Sports Bar. That's coming up during happy hour. All on the way, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.